It's a nice story, but when you take a second look, the story just doesn't stack up. There's something fishy about it. It just doesn't make sense.
In science, they say there is nothing sadder than a beautiful theory ruined by a single awkward fact. And Keller and Stinnesbeck thought they could see lots of awkward facts.
Even the first time that we came to this place, we noticed there was something wrong with Jan Smit's story. There are just too many details that you have to explain some other way.
Their first awkward fact was evidence of ancient life fossilized in the sandstone.
We have this lower gray level where we find feeding structures, feeding tracks of a probably a worm-like animal which, well, ate the sediment. And we have an upper layer here with dwelling structures of a crab.
It looked to them as if the lower layer of sandstone had been thoroughly colonized by worms over months or even years. Only afterwards was the upper layer deposited and colonized by the crabs. It seemed to them that there were two layers created at different times, and not within a couple of days, as Smit had suggested.